Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Good morning, and welcome to Sonic Fruit here on WMUC FM College Park. It's cold and icy. Campus is covered in snow, but we're going to warm up in here with some good music. As always, I've got a good variety for you. Today, I will not lie, we're going to lean heavily on some blues rock and some folk. Hopefully some relaxing jams that, if any of you guys out there are studying for your finals, maybe it'll get you in that flow state. Start us off, got one from the Derek Trucks Band. Fun fact about Derek Trucks, I just learned that every time he's on stage, he's always got a little bottle of whiskey in his back pocket. This one's called Crow Jane.
Thank you. hovering over me. I lay under the dreaming. Your face all I see. I'm caught up in fever and shivering too. All that's keeping me alive is the thought of losing you. Juanita, when I found you, I was at my end. So hold on, Juanita, I'll find you again. You are the ocean, I am a grain of sand in waves of emotion, a violent and craven man. But the day that I found you, calm washed over the storm. Sun came up, the soft blue eyes, and the moon in arms so warm. Juanita, where'd your mama get that name? There's no señorita from the mountains where you came. And if I ever saw one, she wouldn't be pretty as you, with black hair so long, soft eyes so blue.
Sturgill Simpson featuring Willie Nelson, who's playing on an old nylon string guitar on that song called Juanita, coming off of Sturgill's conceptual album that tells a story of an outlaw getting his lover back on the Ballad of Dude and Juanita. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is Sonic Fruit here on WMUC-FM College Park, and this is the last show of the semester. I'm your host, Cavett Ireland, and it's been a pleasure sharing hours and hours of music with you guys over the weeks. Hope you've enjoyed. And as always, if you want to check out the set list, you can do that by clicking on the Sonic Fruit letters right on that WMUC website, and it should bring up every song I play today and every song that I've played on every show in the past. Now, just one thing before we resume the music. I am graduating at the end of the semester, and while I hope that I do end up playing a show in the spring, I'm just unsure of that right now, but I will be posting updates to the Sonic Fruit Substack, which I've linked in that episode description, should pop up along with the set list if you go and look for that. And Substack, basically, for what you guys, for any of you guys that don't know, you just post pretty much whatever you want. It's like a free to subscribe, well, subscription list. So I have a few stories about music that I've written over my time here as a student that you could feel free to check out and read about some Pink Floyd, some jazz, some John Coltrane that I got on there, and some other music reviews that I've done over the years. Now, without further ado, let's get back to the music. I've got some more Willie Nelson for you. This one's with his buddy Waylon Jennings, Don't Cuss the Fiddle.
I scandalized my brother while admitting that he sang some pretty song. I'd heard that he'd been scandalizing me, and Lord, I knew that that was wrong. Now I'm looking at it over something cool and feeling fool enough to see. What I had called my brother on, now he had every right to call on me. Don't ever cuss that fiddle, boy, unless you want that fiddle out of tune. That picker there in trouble, boy, ain't nothing but another side of you. If we ever get to heaven, boys, it ain't because we ain't done nothing wrong. We're in this gig together, so let's settle down and steal each other's songs.
I found a wounded brother drinking bitterly away the afternoon. And soon enough he turned on me like he'd done every face in that saloon. Well, we cussed him to the ground and said he couldn't even steal a decent song. But as soon as it was spoken, we was sad enough to wish that we were wrong.
Don't ever cuss that fiddle, boy, unless you want that fiddle out too. That picker there in trouble, boy, ain't nothing but another side of you. If we ever get to heaven, boys, it ain't because we ain't done nothing wrong. We're in this gig together, so let's settle down and steal each other's songs. I know that it sounds silly, but I think that I just stole somebody's song. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-kind man. Woo! And she loves him in spite of ways that she don't understand. And through teardrops and laughter,
people say I'm no good and crazy as a loon. 'Cause I get stoned in the morning and I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Preacher man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll. Wants me to send a donation, 'cause he's worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that
girl wants to marry, and a rich girl wants to flirt. A rich man goes to college, and a poor man goes to work. A drunkard wants another drink of wine, and a politician wants to vote. I don't want much of nothing at all, but I will take another tote. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
An old Hank Williams Jr. tune called Attitude Adjustment off of his 1984 record, Major Moves, which brings me to our next moment. We're going to take a look at the closing of Winterland in 1978. And I mentioned this last week, but I've got a few tunes handpicked from that show by the Grateful Dead. We could talk about it for just a moment here. Now, why, you may ask, is the closing of Winterland important? Well, that theater was sort of like a cultural touchstone, maybe a beacon for the San Francisco Sound. You know, the Winterland Arena hosted shows from The Dead, Jefferson Airplane, The Who, and it branched out more than just psychedelic music coming from that San Francisco Bay Area. I like to think of it as a finale similar to The Last Waltz, but of a psychedelic and genre-like nature. It was the end of the Haight-Ashbury movement, and the counterculture movement was kind of shifting And as we see with the 80s, we get a lot of classic rock, hair metal, and popular music did, in fact, change. But the Grateful Dead were always around. Here's Casey Jones from December 31st, 1978.
Trouble ahead, trouble behind, and you know that notion just goes.
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, Chitlins Con Carne. That's actually an old jazz arrangement by Kenny Burrell from 1963, which blends this sort of southern soul food style with some Latin American cuisine, hence the Chitlins Con Carne. And if you're unfamiliar or if your Spanish needs a little touching up, that'd be the delicious dish of pig intestines with a side of meat. Now, not my personal favorite, but Stevie Ray Vaughan does deliver some tasty licks throughout that one. And how about Tommy Shannon, the bass player for Double Trouble, laying down that groove nonstop, keeps it rolling. Speaking of rolling, got some Little Feet rolling up on Atlantic City. High Roller.
Thank you. magic woman, got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic sticks. We'll be right back.
big man. Oh, baby, oh, now what can I do? I'm walking around in circles in love with you. Well, you got me more than you thought. I can't do my homework anymore.
Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, and he's talking about how he can't do homework. Well, I won't be doing any more homework. And that's from the Blues Jam in Chicago, another legendary concert that features a lot of Chicago blues musicians who were prominent at the time, including none other than Buddy Guy, plays guitar on some tracks over there. And we're going to keep it a little bluesy, not a little bluesy, we're going to keep it very bluesy like we have all day today. On our last episode of Sonic Fruit for the semester, we're going back to John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. Here's 2401. I'll catch a halfway point at the next break.